Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
It's a Loosey Goosey bonus episode. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Bethany.
As we're recording this, it's your birthday.
It is. It's my day of birth.
Happy, happy birthday, Kathleen.
Thank you.
How are you celebrating your day today?
I'm going to have spaghetti and meatballs at my mom's house.
Nice.
But I woke up to a handful of really lovely surprises. Neil had gone out and picked up breakfast for us, so coffee and bagels.
Oh, that's so nice.
Tail ham, egg and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup on and everything.
Perfect.
And a friend of mine, before I had even woken up this morning, my friend Kristen, who lives around the block, had dropped off a present for me with like a little care package with a scalp scrubber and some vitamin D and a little bottle of champagne and a few accoutrements, which is was so thought. Oh, and a pickle.
just one pickle.
It was a big deli pickle wrapped up in some tinfoil, because God, I love a pickle.
Deli. Oh, maybe I'm gonna go grab one of those after the show today. Deli pickles are so good.
Oh God, I love pickles. Mm-hmm. I could eat everything and anything pickled. Like, if you pickled a baby, I would eat it.
Oh God.
Just kidding.
Okay, well, yes. Speaking of babies,
did you get a baby?
No, I did not get a baby. No one should let me have a baby, by the way. Dennis and I shaved one of my babies, Minerva, this weekend. Minerva got a haircut.
Oh, that's so exciting.
But
I love giving other people haircuts.
But we gave her a lion cut because her fur gets really knotted. But she got frustrated and was just sick of it by the time we got to her belly. So the top of her is all clean and shaved, but the bottom of her is still fur. So her legs have fur on them and her belly has fur on it. So it looks like she's standing in like a field of white fur grass, because like it all hits the same point on her body.
She's a living, breathing broom.
Yeah, she looks like a wide white broom.
Poor girl.
She was just done. She's just over it, fed up, and there was no touching her.
You know, I've never gotten a bikini wax, but I imagine that the same thing would happen to me if I did.
But you know what? You just need someone telling you that you're a very good girl. You're a very good girl, and you get a treat after this. And that's, you know what? That's what you should look for in a bikini waxer.
If they give me a lollipop and a sticker, I might be more open to getting a bikini wax.
I would do most things for a lollipop and a sticker. Like, that is underutilized in this world.
Amen, sister.
Oh, I have to ask you. Dennis said you two have just been randomly chatting.
I was texting your boyfriend about a lamp that he needs to buy. Because you know how last episode we were talking about everyone needs more whimsy in their house when it comes to lighting?
Yeah.
Well, dentist posted a thing on his Insta story yesterday about how he got stationery with a fox on it.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah. It's great.
There's a really handsome fox lamp available on Target, and he needs it in his life.
What is it? Where is it, children's lamp or a grown-up lamp?
No, it's a grown-up lamp. It has this gold base that looks like a fox with a black lampshade. So cute.
Cute.
The fox table lamp from J. Hunt on Target.
So I brought today a quiz.
Yeah.
Which we can do. It's what are these former Hollywood stars leave Hollywood to do instead?
Because
there's a lot of them.
I love talking about Hollywood stars.
And what about you, Kathleen? What'd you bring to class today?
I brought to class the Instagrammer that the taste buds have all agreed that it's a perfect mix of you and me. She looks like you and she looks like me together.
Wait, who is this? What's her name?
Okay. Her name is Instagram.com/RevLizzie. REV.LIZZIE. Rev Lizzie. She is a reverend. She's adorable. And apparently she has the perfect mix of you and me.
Whoa.
Isn't she? It's weird. She looks like you, but she also looks like me. She has your eyebrows. She has my cheekbones.
Huh? She has like a rounder face like I do.
But a
pointy chin like you do. Oh my gosh. She's a public profile, so it's not a violation of privacy to post her.
No, it's really weird. And whoa, she wears like glasses. She's got cool style. She's a reverend. See, I would go to church if this were my reverend.
Wow. Yeah, she's wearing like a purple jacket with a lavender shirt with her collar.
Yeah.
She looks just like, wow, I'm amazed the taste buds found her. How did they find her?
I don't know. But Bethany, like her eyes look like you. And like, but like out, and her lips are more like yours, but like the nose and her smile lines are like me.
I know that this is very strange to just listen to a podcast where people are talking about someone, two people you probably don't know what they look like, talking about another person you don't know what they look like. But can we post about her in our Instagram or something?
Yes. We'll find a way to put her on social so people can see. But gentle listener, if you want to go on Instagram, her handle is rev.lizzie. She's real cool.
She's darling.
I don't want to do a hard left, but here's a hard left.
Do you have something on your mind, Kathleen?
Have you ever thought about how quinoa grows?
No. What?
Look it up. Look up quinoa, the actual plant. It is gorgeous. It's not like this pile of random beige dots on your plate. Quinoa growing is so gorgeous. I want a landscape painting in my house of quinoa growing.
Now, what brought you to this? What brought you to this point in your life?
Apple News. I'm reading all sorts of stuff on Apple News, and something was about quinoa growing.
You know what it looks like? If you've ever had a pet bird, it looks like millet.
It does it?
Yeah, because like I had pet parakeets growing up. Sad thing if you think about it. And you had to buy these long strings of millet, and it's like a brown something or other, like little seeds that sit on a long thing. It's like corn on the cob for parakeets.
Some of these photos that I'm seeing, it looks like a field of lavender or lilacs, except it's the color of a fiery red, passionate sunset.
It's a shame that something so beautiful becomes so boring.
No, it's not boring. It's the perfect protein, Bethany.
It's boring. It has no taste. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but like, I'm over quinoa being everything to everyone.
Like, you know, it kind of, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's great. If you mix it in with a honey mustard and make a paste, that's delicious.
Oh, wait, honey mustard. We have to talk about this again. Because after I declared on the podcast a handful of weeks ago that I couldn't wrap my brain around why honey mustard in a restaurant was better than honey mustard that you could get at home.
Yeah.
And Bethany, we got so many responses.
Yeah.
And here's what it is. Honey mustard from restaurants is mixed with mayonnaise.
Now, Kathleen, I should have checked in on you when we got this information to see how you're doing, because that is a crushing blow.
It's and a crushing blow.
Something you didn't see coming, and it itself was a hard left. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but ask my husband, who's been washing ramekins just filled with a mixture of mustard, honey mustard and mayo, because I've been putting it on everything.
Does it work? Is it better?
It's so much better. It's so good.
Mm. Yeah, that's a tough one. I like mayo. I put mayo on things. However,
me too.
The idea of mayo being mixed with things is upsetting for some reason.
Why? Why?
Because I don't know. It's not some, it in itself is a bit of a, it's a statement.
Yeah.
Some people find it highly offensive. And it's like inviting your most polarizing friend to every party you have. Yeah. Sometimes that friend isn't going to fit in.
Yeah.
But when you find out that this amazing party was thrown and the whole reason it was amazing was because of your polarizing friend, it's a hard pill to swallow.
You know, you're onto something there. Because I think people love to say that they hate mayonnaise, except there are certain foods that they eat that mayonnaise is a staple and they love it. Chocolate cake,
yeah.
Grilled cheese, brownies, banana bread, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. These are all places where there is sometimes hidden mayo.
I think if mayo is hidden, it's okay. You and I have one friend who is really the only person I've ever met who truly cannot handle mayo. Everybody else I've ever met who claims they don't like it, they kind of like it. But
yeah, they kind of do.
If you're actively vomiting at the sight of mayo, I think that's a legitimate dislike of it.
I wonder if they make mayonnaise ice cream.
What? That's awful.
All right.
Okay, Kathleen, do you want to play a quick game of what did these celebrities leave Hollywood to do?
Sure do.
Okay.
Is it Devon Sawa? Because I know he owns gas stations.
Does he? He's not on my list.
Yeah, he's acting still a little bit, but he is an amazing follow on Twitter, number one. Number two, he got rich from owning gas stations.
Wow.
He's a good businessman.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You got to make that money the way you got to make that money, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's start with, do you know who Phoebe Cates is?
She's a singer?
No. So she was an actress in the 80s. She was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Gremlins.
Yes, I know
she was like the it girl.
Yeah. Was she the one coming out of the pool in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Got it.
Yes, yes. She left Hollywood. She married actor Kevin Kline.
Okay.
But she left Hollywood. What did she leave Hollywood to do, Kathleen? Multiple choice. Did she become a gymnastics coach, a boutique owner, or a dog groomer to high-end clients?
If it were me, I would love to be a dog groomer to high-end clients. That's what I'm going to guess.
No, she is a boutique owner and a very successful one at that. She runs Blue Tree, which is on the Upper East Side at 91st and Mad.
Okay.
And it's a very high-end boutique, but they sell a bunch of – they sell clothing. They sell gifts. They have Lucite boxes.
Oh, I love good – anything Lucite, I'm a sucker for.
They have mini boxes, quote-unquote jumbo mini boxes, which I think are just regular-sized boxes.
Here's the thing about Lucite boxes. You have to still have your shit look pretty on the inside.
You do. Yeah. It's like living in a glass house. Everything's got to be vacuumed.
When you work in a department store and you need to bring bring a clear purse to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's – you can't hide tampons in there. Then everyone knows you're using a tampon.
I just don't think it's fair. Like, I understand why. But it's not fair.
No, it's not fair. It's one of the many things in this world that's not fair. Here are some other things that are not fair.
Yeah.
Mondays. Yeah. Not fair.
Not fair.
When the pads on your glasses break away and then the wire just digs into your nose, that's not fair.
Not fair. Still getting pimples in your 30s?
That's not fair.
Not fucking fair.
Mm-mm. I know. Not being able to successfully vacuum a hardwood floor, that's not fair.
Oh, you need a better vacuum. You need a shop vac. Speaking of things that aren't fair, I recently learned that the way that food is packaged can make it taste better. Like, if the logo on the package is cuter or the box has a fun texture, your brain automatically thinks that the food tastes better.
Oh, man.
Can you believe that?
Now I don't trust my brain at all. Our brains are betraying us.
You know, I learned that from lifehack.org. I guess it's the same goes for PR people who are trying to make someone famous. If you package someone up nice enough, you know, if they're cool enough, or, you know, who cares if they're tasty or talented?
Well, there was a woman who, I don't remember her name. Gosh, I don't remember her name, but she just came out. She has a new book out where she's talking, it's like her life story. But one of the artists that she worked as a creative designer with was Lady Gaga. Huh. And she, like, is responsible for creating a lot of the image, allegedly, of who Lady Gaga was, especially when she first started. And the idea that there are – and, of course, I knew that this, but, like, the idea that there are people behind – these big names crafting an image. I know with Britney Spears, they worked to get rid of her accent. They, you know, they really like polished her up to make her seem less Southern and more every girl. And there's a lot of money behind that.
You know, it's not that much different when you match with someone on a dating app and you're like, yes, this person is the one, because their package front facing on the app is really good. And then you meet them and you're like, oh my God, you're an awful human.
You taste terrible, metaphorically, you know? Or whatever.
Photos can be really deceiving. There should be a dating app where you have to put a trailer, like a movie trailer, together for yourself.
No, better? I mean, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But also then, like, your ex should have to put together a trailer for you too, and you for your ex, so that the person dating you potentially sees all of the bad stuff being said about you, so then they can, like, weigh, you know, is this worth it? It might not be true, but is it worth it to go in?
I think you're onto something.
Or maybe your friends secretly make one for you and they're like, we love her, but my God, here, keep an eye out for this.
She loves to talk about her bunion. It's sweet and gross, but it's sweet. Or, my God, change your sheets before she comes over or she's going to dump you right away.
My God, you know what? She's really sweet and really thoughtful, but she is going to forget your name every once in a while. It's not you. It's just the way her brain works. Kathleen, I once forgot my best friend's name.
What?
I have been friends with this person for years, and I was sitting with them, and it occurred to me, I don't remember their name. And it was like 5 minutes before their name popped into my head. Is that abnormal?
I think it's a little bit abnormal. You might have been having a stroke, but what did you refer to them in that 5 minutes? Hey, you?
I I mean, it was nice because we were talking to each other and I didn't have to introduce them. But like Kathleen, I've known this person for so long. And for about 5 minutes over dinner, I realized I could not remember what their name was.
There's nothing more frustrating in the world when you cannot remember the name of a person or an item that you know.
Yes. Yes. Like,
you know, like lampshade. The other day I couldn't remember the word lampshade.
Yeah. And I think that there's a specific type of not remembering that pertains to nouns, or I just made that up, or I overheard someone say it. But if you have a hard time remembering names or items, that's like a noun thing. But then most things are nouns, so it's not like we forget action words. So maybe never mind.
You just call everything the dingle hopper.
No, but that's specifically a fork you use to brush your hair.
It could be anything. A dingle hopper is a thingamajig. It's just anything.
Okay, fine. Have you heard of Audrey Hepburn?
Yeah, I sure have.
Okay. She retired from acting fairly soon after she really like hit her peak.
Yeah.
What did she go to do? Was she
a
UNICEF ambassador?
Yeah.
Did she marry the Crown Prince of Morocco and become a duchess? Mm-hmm. Or did she become a ballet instructor?
Trick question, all three.
No.
Not, so she wasn't the ballet instructor. Mm-mm. I know she was an ambassador for UNICEF, but didn't she marry like some sort of royalty in Europe?
Oh, I don't know. I made the Crown Prince of Morocco one up.
Wait a minute. Bethany, you absolutely did not make up that thing about the Prince of Morocco. That is Grace Kelly, and that is why I'm getting confused.
Oh, I knew she married... Grace Kelly. Did she marry Morocco or Monaco?
Two different... Oh, see? Same letter countries. It's getting me mixed up.
Well, it's not that... Not that many actresses have married princes, so it's okay. I mean, besides, like, the recent, you know...
I watched a documentary on Audrey Hepburn not that long ago where she quit to take care of her kids, but she married. She had like a couple of marriages and one was an actor who wasn't as successful as she was and it was hard on the marriage. And anyway.
If you're not a super successful actor, don't marry Audrey Hepburn.
And then she's the cat meow.
Yeah. All right. Mara Wilson. She was Matilda. She was in Mrs. Doubtfire. Okay. What is she doing now? Is she an acting instructor, a screenwriter, or an author?
She's an author.
She's an author. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's in her Twitter bio. Yeah. Like, I write books now, but I was on Matilda or something.
Yep, exactly. Okay, Kathleen, next one.
Okay.
Gene Hackman.
Who's that?
He was in The French Connection, Hoosiers. He played the dad in The Royal Tenenbaums.
Ah, I like the movie The Royal Tenenbaums, but his name's not ringing a bell.
Legendary actor Gene Hackman. Kathleen, please tell me you know who Gene Hackman is. Please tell me you know who Gene Hackman is. Kathleen!
Okay, I know I don't want to make you upset. I know who the dad is in The Royal Tenenbaums. And if that's him, I'm going to take your word for it.
He was in The Birdcage. He's like...
Still on my list of movies to watch, The Birdcage.
He was in The Firm. He was in Bonnie and Clyde. He's like one of the same class of actors... In the same generation as like Clint Eastwood. He's like, he's been in everything. He's a legendary.
Okay. So anyway, tell me, give me the options about this elusive Gene Hackman.
So Gene.
Why are you laughing?
This elusive man named Gene Hackman. Who knows? He could be anyone. Okay. Is he now.
Okay.
The sheriff of his small Arizona hometown.
See, that might be the one I'm going to go with. If he's like, you know, in the same genre as Clint Eastwood, they all wanted to be public servants after acting. Okay.
Was he a painter of pet portraits?
No.
Or did he become an historical fiction author?
A painter of pet portraits.
God, I wish. I wish I could get a painting of Minerva and Loki walking through white fir fields. By Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
He's a historical fiction author.
What kind of books does he write? Children's books?
Just novels called like Wake of the Perdido Star, Justice for None, Vermilion.
Those titles sound very smart and very important. Unlike many celebrities who become quote unquote authors and they just write kids' books and it's like, okay, you wrote 10 sentences and you got someone else to draw the pictures. You're not really an author.
kids' books are hard to write.
Okay, I'm an asshole.
You're going to have a whole group of children's authors coming at you, and it's going to be dangerous because their books are hardcover.
Okay. All right, I'm a big a-hole, but I just have a feeling that celebrities who write children's books have ghostwriters, and how hard could it be if you need a ghostwriter to write a children's book? Anyway, back to Gene Hackman. He writes legitimate books. He's a smart guy.
He does. He does. So he co-wrote a bunch, I think four. And then after 2008, he wrote his own books called Payback at Morning Peak and Pursuit. The other ones were his too, but these were the ones he wrote alone. So I don't know. He seems happy.
Payback at Morning Peak.
Yeah.
Oh, it has a cover of a man on a horse on it.
He strikes me as the kind of guy who would write horsey books. Men being men when men could be men.
Riding horses. Speaking of actors who don't really act anymore, you know Soleil Moon Frye?
I do, yeah. So
it's at the tip of my tongue.
Oh God.
Hang on. I'm gonna have to look.
Don't know. We have it within us. She was
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster.
Apparently, she documented her whole life when she was a teenager with photos and video. And she was friends with some pretty famous people like David Arquette, Mark Whoa. Paul Gosselaar, Brian Austin Green. Bethany, I cannot wait for this. A documentary is coming out of all of her old footage from the 90s called Kid 90. It is coming out on Hulu at the end of this month. And it just shows everything.
I read an article once where they were talking about how back in the 90s, being a kid star was awesome because the internet wasn't around yet.
Yep.
So there were bars where child stars, like teen stars like Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, could go and hang out and have a drink. And the only pictures that got leaked were pictures that they themselves had taken on film.
Yes.
So it was like safer.
What is film?
What is a film anyway?
But when was the last time you printed a picture or put a movie not on a digital memory card or something?
Oh, man. I mean, I have one of those Instax cameras, but other than that, I do not remember the last time I turned in film to be developed. I don't even remember.
I have two giant PC towers sitting in my mom's basement because there are photos on there that I never printed out, like the first photos of when Neil and I were dating, and I don't want to lose them.
Yeah.
And they're on very old hard drives, and I probably should have printed that shit a long time ago.
I have two old computers because I'm afraid of losing the photos that are on them that I want to actually print out.
The joke's on you because you're going to try and turn those things on and they're not going to turn on.
No, I know. They're probably not going to. Well, one is broken in half, so I think that one for sure isn't going to turn on. But like, there are ways. I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about the alien autopsy film that was faked and like played on TV.
Okay.
And part of it is that they took the actual film they filmed it on and they brought it to Kodak to validate that it was real from that time period. And they were able to fake part of the film so that Kodak authenticated it.
Damn.
There's like so much more stuff you can do with film to try and pull off a fraud, because now everyone assumes you pulled off a fraud because it's digital. But like with film, you had to work for it.
You know what? You are right. You're 100% right. And that is why I don't have anything on film, because I'm lazy and I don't like to work for it. Okay, who's next, Bethany?
Okay, Cameron Diaz.
I genuinely love her.
Left Hollywood. Yeah. What is she doing now? Did she leave to become a writer?
Wine.
Is it wine?
Yeah. No, is it not? No. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
A yoga instructor or a hedge fund manager?
I don't know.
This website said writer, but I don't know if that's correct.
She's got a book out about aging gracefully. Okay. But she's peddling wine. I think she's got a wine brand out now. But yeah, she quit acting. And you know what? Good for her. She just kind of stays at home with her hubby and her kid, and she's friends with Drew Barrymore, and it's all good in the hood. But she has an interesting Instagram.
Yeah, she was on Gwyneth Paltrow's podcast. She said, I stopped and looked at my life. When you're making a movie, they own you. You're there for 12 hours a day for months on end. You have no time for anything else. I really needed to know that I could take care of myself, that I knew how to be an adult.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, she looks really happy on Instagram.
Oh, I'm looking at her on Instagram. She does look so happy.
Right? It's contagious.
Yeah, good for, you know what? Good for her.
Yeah, but I think about all the movies and the projects that she's been over the years, and she just has that big, wide smile that makes you want to smile when you're looking at her smiling.
Yeah, she, like, wow. Okay, now, like, so I've never been a huge Cameron Diaz fan in general. Like, I've just never had an opinion. I've not disliked her. I've just, like, whatever. Now I really like her because she seems like an authentic person now.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
That is what I'm telling you. And she hasn't had a lot of work done on her face because, you know, she's not like that weird, bloated, shiny face that sometimes actors get after they've like pulled and nipped and tucked.
Yeah.
She just looks like she's genuinely comfortable being Cameron Diaz.
She just looks, it's like sometimes it proves that you can be wearing the golden handcuffs. You can have the most amazing job in the world that everyone tells you you should love.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be happier if you walk away from it. And she was happier.
She quit while she was ahead.
Walking away. Good for her, man.
You still have to watch The Holiday.
So angry.
Yeah. Laugh all you want.
Okay, Heather Donahue, who played Heather Donahue in The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, because it was a real documentary.
Yeah, it's hard for your acting career when everyone believes you're actually dead.
Yeah.
So what did she go on to do? Did she become a marijuana grower, a pharmaceutical salesperson, or did she make a living buying and selling on eBay?
Make a living buying and selling on eBay.
Nope. She is a marijuana grower.
Really?
Yep. She wrote a book called Grow Girl, which is a memoir about her time as a marijuana grower. And she's reportedly working on a sitcom about marijuana growers. Marijuana growers.
Huh. Maybe I'll look into this. Mama needs a career change.
I heard an interview with her. It was really, it's just like really sad.
Yeah.
Because Blair Witch blew up to be this incredible film. And the actors involved, part of the whole thing was that they were dead. And so it's not like you can, like, she was still broke. Like, from what I gathered from this, like, she was still broke and everyone was loving this movie. It's tough.
If you were going to start a business, drop what you were doing and start a business, what kind of business would you start?
Something where I don't have to do anything, but the money keeps coming in.
A drug lord?
No, that's so much work because you have to be on call 24/7 if someone needs drugs.
Yeah.
I would like create bespoke, like a cross-stitching or not even cross-stitching, embroidery patterns that you would have to download the PDF of the pattern. So then I don't have to do anything else. Yeah. And all you have to do is download it and I still get paid.
It's a digital product. Yeah.
What about you?
I would start a grilled cheese cafe.
Ooh, that's very specific.
Only grilled cheese on the menu.
Yeah.
And then grilled cheese, things you eat with grilled cheese, like a little tomato soup, like grilled cheese with tomatoes and bacon, some French fries, maybe a little side salad, but just a small cafe that sold only different types of grilled cheeses, like gourmet grilled cheese.
Have you always wanted to do this or is this a new thing?
It's something I think about. Because it's not that hard to make grilled cheese. Like grilled cheese with honey on the inside.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Bethany, grilled cheese with jam on the inside.
Oh.
That's what I would do. Just like a cup of tea, coffee, milkshake, grilled cheese, like dairy heavy. Dairy heavy.
I would go to that grilled cheesery. Is there anything else you want to talk about today on this Lucy Boos Goosey bonus episode?
Let's see. Looking at my notes. Oh, yes. I saved a meme that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
It's kind of beautiful. It's a quote, and we'll wrap this up with this quote. It says, "Stop comparing yourself. Flowers are pretty, but sunsets are also pretty, and they look nothing alike."
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very lovely.